Hey, we're back here on Dell Radio. You're listening to 92.7 FM. Music today, again, by Countervoid. You can check them out at countervoidband.com. And we continue the train rolling as, what a great update from Thad. You know, I can't even imagine the, you know, just the organizational pressure they're under to make everything happen. There's a lot of people to get to. And again, with that mission and drive and great leadership, he and the team are making an impact like so many of our local pharmacies and local healthcare providers. They're really trying to get us past this pandemic and in a much better spot. So as we continue on, we do have another great guest, and I wanted to bring in Britt now of Swave Engage. Britt Peckham, welcome her to Let's Get Local. Britt, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Jason. Thanks for having me here.
You bet. It's always good to talk to you. And I've talked to you a few times because you've been actively involved in Dane by Local for a couple of years now, at least. But you have this newer platform that you're really trying to make a difference with called Swave Engage. So tell everybody about Swave Engage.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have tried to start many different businesses. I kind of played the game of pivoting there for a while, especially as the pandemic came about. I was working on a mobile coupon app for local businesses exclusively, and it wasn't the right market to enter. And so I decided to put that on pause. And the way that my brain works, I couldn't put it on pause. And that's where Swave Engage was born. In the meantime, I was doing marketing work because that's what I do for my full-time job. And I'm transitioning into this new business. And I was working with nonprofits on the side doing fundraisers, such as the Mad City Night Inn. I was part of that, doing some social posts. And I started to really realize that there's a growing need for help in the digital marketing space for nonprofits. And one thing I've realized is not only nonprofits, but social impact companies and those who are helping nonprofits too. And I'm loving being in this space because my personal why is to make a difference in our communities. And I feel like I can do that through what I've known my whole life, which is digital marketing, about 9 years now. And I can apply it in a space that I truly love.
I think it's fantastic. And you really hit the nail on the head in terms of identifying smaller organizations, impact organizations, and also nonprofits that need that sort of help to boost them up to a level where people can find out about the great mission they have and what they're doing. So tell us a little bit about, you know, if you got a couple of ideas from some groups that you're working with about those types of organizations that you're trying to work with currently to help give them that lift.
Yeah, so the organizations that Swave Engage would work with are those who are kind of in the middle ground where they have someone that's part of business development and they're wearing a lot of different hats. And we can step in and take some weight off their shoulders because especially nonprofits and smaller size organizations, startups, you're doing so many different things. And I know this as an entrepreneur, you want to be able to do it all, but really strength is going to come in numbers. And so we can swoop in and help with the digital marketing piece. And we're specifically focusing on social media, but we do things from SEO optimization on the organic level. We do Squarespace website development. We do email marketing. And with nonprofits, we're focusing in different areas such as fundraisers and volunteer engagement and event engagement. And that has changed a lot with the pandemic. And that's something that we can come in and help and brainstorm and come up with really fun, unique ideas so that you can continue to engage your community in a time that we're kind of distant from each other. We're not engaging in the same way that we used to. And we're really lucky we have digital platforms to continue to communicate with one another. I think that's been a blessing during this time because imagine if this was like 30 years ago, what would we have done? We would have, like, I don't know, maybe I would have taken up drawing or something. but that would be a really bad idea because I'm not good at drawing.
You're right. It would have been a very, very different experience, and technology has helped us stay connected. You bring up a really interesting point, though. I think maybe that's something I hadn't really thought of when I heard about what you were doing. I was like, oh man, what a great opportunity to work with, you know, to have to help out some of these small nonprofits and new nonprofits and social impact organizations that are getting going. But when you take a look at some established groups who have done fundraising events, right, a certain way for years and years, and now it had to be much different for them to continue to do something. I'm sure a number of those needed some help to get working in this new platform.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So actually what sparked the idea of working and building Swave Engage is Charles McLymans, the CEO at Holy Wisdom Monastery. He's been a connection through the River Food Pantry, and he introduced me to a group that was putting on the Mad City Night Inn, which is a fundraiser between the River Food Pantry and the Boys and Girls Clubs. And they basically put on like a concert event via Zoom and Facebook Live platform. And it's ideas like that. It takes a lot of coordination, but so do events that are in person. And honestly, I think it's a little bit lower cost to do it digitally. So I'm curious if there's going to be a hybrid as we get the vaccines and we're a little bit more comfortable in person. And I think that digital side of it is still going to hold true. I know a lot of organizations have been doing events online and attracting people from all over the country. They're able to bring people in that they normally wouldn't be able to bring in by doing it digitally. And so I definitely think there's merit to those in-person events because we connect with people differently when we're together than over Zoom per se, mm-hmm. but there's definitely benefits to doing things digitally and online as well.
You're right. I think it's going to be a part of a lot of in-person events moving forward because again, like you said, it opens up doors for, you know, different people to attend or be a part of it for sure, but also to bring some of the guests and guest speakers and other, you know, people that spice up the event. You can do that digitally too. And like you said, people that you might not have been able to connect with. I want to ask you before we go, we got a couple minutes left, but I want to ask you, you know, I always go to people's About Us pages on their website because I want to know what they're about. And, you know, you say that you're driven by 7 core values: trust, passion, fun, togetherness, diversity, creativity, and data-driven. So how did you come up with those? And is that something that just kind of helps you find your way about who you want to work with and what organizations fit best with you?
Absolutely. So I come from a family of a lot of entrepreneurs, and my mom owns a business. And actually, that's the company that I'm working for full time and transitioning into this new business. And she's always been driven by her values. And I've seen success from that. And so I figured right off the bat, I'm going to create my own values. And they really come from within. I think a lot of times when founders create their values, it comes from within. And it does. It does help you make decisions and decide who you want to work with, because that's who you're going to work the best with, is those who share your values. And there's one value on there that I added that's not, it's not naturally a value of mine, but something that I'm forcing myself to adopt, which is that data-driven one, because right. In marketing, data is going to bring you in the right direction to make the best decisions for your organization and know what content's working for you and what's not. And though it's not naturally something that I would have done in the first place, I've gotten really good at it because I've made it a priority. And prioritizing those things allows me to be the professional I want to be and drive my business in the direction I want to drive it.
I know you're all about helping people tell their stories. So give us a quick idea. We do have another minute. So give us a quick idea about how different ways you're able to help organizations tell their stories.
Absolutely. So the social media aspect, I can't say that, aspect.
You got
Thank
it.
Thank you. The social aspect is where we're focusing most on telling organizations' stories. And we do that through messaging, through the creative content, through scheduling. And one thing that we say that is really important is the follow-up. So you can post all you want, but you really need to make sure that you're following up and engaging with those who are engaging with your posts and creating those relationships through these digital platforms, just as you would if you were in person. And so that's really where we're focusing. And then we can help with all these other pieces as well. But social media is kind of like our bread and butter, what we're focusing on and how we would like to tell organizations' stories is through those platforms.
That's fantastic. That's Britt Peckham, founder of Swave Engage, and just a general good human in our community trying to help nonprofits and social impact organizations reach out to the public. That's what we're all about. Britt, thanks so much for everything you're doing. Stay well. Best of luck to you, and we'll talk to you again soon here on Let's Get Local, okay?
Thank you, Jason. Have a good one.
We'll be back here on Devil Radio in just a minute.